Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A with TNK. I'm
Kristen. She's Tiffany.
Oh.
That was weird.
I learn something new every day.
We have a secret.
We do. We know how to share.
We do. We know how to make children share.
Yep, we do. You ready for the secret?
We're the best at it.
Yeah. It's water off a duck's back in my classroom.
It is seriously the best mind shift you can make around sharing.
Yep.
And you can share this episode with all your friends who you go on play dates with.
Yep.
Because they're all, like, everybody's, like, in the same boat. Like, they feel like they need to make their children share their things with other people. The secret is you don't.
So, wait, Kristen, how do I make my kids share?
You teach them something. You teach them to say, you can have a turn when I'm all done.
Well, how are they sharing it then?
They're sharing it when they're done.
Huh.
I mean, like, I'm reading this really good book. I'm not going to give it to you halfway through if you just because you want it.
That's a very good analogy. I like the pencil analogy, too.
What's that?
You're writing with a pencil, and I need a pencil. Do you have to share because I want a pencil?
Right.
Oh, you finish your sentence.
And you can have it when I'm done.
Yes.
Yes. This is the best thing that has ever happened in my classroom, I swear.
Yes, agreed.
It has dissolved so many conflicts.
Yeah.
You can have a turn when I'm all done. Now, this can lead to a few things.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Such as your child's going to realize they have some power now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean I get to keep this until I'm all done? Because people have made me share before. So, like, I'm scared of people taking things from me because I don't know when I'm going to get them back. I don't understand the concept of I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes. So, like, I'm scared of that somebody's going to take this away from me. But now you're saying I can keep it until I'm all done? I'm going to keep it forever.
Forever and ever and ever and ever.
And some children do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you know you need more of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you might need a few more of those things, whatever it may be.
Sometimes it gets tricky if that thing is the only swing at your program.
Right. Or what if it's a swing? So what if two families meet at the park and there's only one swing and somebody wants to use it and somebody else is on it and they've been on it for a while, and your general response normally would be, well, they've been waiting for a while, so it's their turn. But I'm not done. I think we need to respect the child.
I do too.
You're not done. Okay. Not done. You can swing until you're done. And you might need to help the other child walk through those feelings of, like,
Waiting is hard. Mm-hmm.
Let's go find something else to do in the meantime.
We like to ask the kid who's swinging then, will you come get him when you're done?
Yeah.
So that he knows it's his turn?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we do the same thing.
Or there's also benefit in pressure in this situation. So, like,
yes.
Instead of going somewhere else to play until that swing is open, you could stand there and watch him.
Mm-hmm. And then the one who's swinging gets a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. Not all the time.
Yeah, sometimes they're
and then they're like, okay,
adds
well.
Adds fire to the belly of the beast.
Right. It just depends on the child. All children are different, and they're all going to handle the situation differently. But it's kind of fun to watch as an observer how it all shakes down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can learn a lot about a child in this instance of you can have a turn when I'm done. And how much power they have over things in their lives.
I highly advocate for parents doing this to their child. Instead of letting your child come up and just take the pen right out of your hand.
Yep.
Be like, I'm not done with it yet. Right. You can have it when I'm done.
Yep.
Because that's just a part of life.
Yep. In the beginning of the school year, kiddos who come into our program generally haven't heard this before. They usually are made to share or given a time limit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's really kind of a fun experiment to watch what happens when they find out, whoa, I can play with this all day.
Mm-hmm.
We generally start out the year with lots of the same things.
Yes. Yes.
Because, but not too many, because it's not, we don't have want one for every single child, because we do want that teaching moment.
Yeah.
Of, you can say, you can have a turn when I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Or here, let me show you where I got this.
Yes.
That one's another really powerful one.
Yes. Yeah. Or can you show him where you got it?
Yeah.
Maybe you could show him where you got yours.
Mm-hmm. Is there another color he can have?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a power play for that one thing in that one kid's hand. Doesn't matter what it is. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Still got to learn to wait. It's not about sharing. It's about waiting.
Right. It and puts, power. Yeah. There's a little bit of power in there too.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. We start waiting lists for things.
Definitely.
In our program. And maybe Same. That's something that you want to do with in your as a parent. I mean,
yeah.
You can totally do that as a parent. Like, I'm on the waiting list for that next. So
wrote my name on this piece of paper. Look, now you've brought literacy into
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And fine motor skills.
Yep. I also think, like I said before, it is so important if you've got people you hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that you've tried with your children and you see that it works because it does and it's great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like seriously the secret to sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell other people about it. And how can you do that in a kind way? Because a lot of people, like if you go to play at somebody else's house
mm-hmm.
and your child is used to, you can have a turn when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That parent is just going to probably revert to what they knew growing up or just the simple, you need to share.
Yeah. And what does that mean?
Right.
You need to give up a thing before you've done using it?
Right. Because we don't do that as adults. So why do we expect that as children? I think it's as simple as that.
Yes.
As soon as I, like, I struggled with this when I was a preschool teacher in a more traditional program. Like, uh-huh. I didn't know how to handle sharing. I had never been told this before. Like, you, simple as you can have a turn when I'm all done. It just changes everything.
It really does.
A game changer. So, like, I think if you shared this words of wisdom
mm-hmm.
with other parents, they would mm-hmm. be so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes so much stress off of things.
And if you want to learn more, check out Heather Shoemaker's book. It's okay not to share.
Yeah.
That's the title of the book.
It's okay not to share.
Mm-hmm. And the whole book is it 10 rules, I think?
I don't remember.
They're renegade rules. It's like a list of 10 things that we're thinking about from the wrong angle. So she helps you reframe them.
Like take off your adult lens.
Yes.
Yep.
It's okay not to share. What are the other ones? It's okay to curse and say bad words.
She also has a podcast with Jeff Johnson.
Oh yeah.
And I love listening to her podcast. It's called Renegade Rules.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So take a listen to that if you're interested in learning more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've got an episode in there somewhere about sharing.
She wrote the book on it, so probably.
I know.
Ugh. That book is a very good book.
Uh-huh.
It's so good that I don't have a copy because I've given away all of the copies that I've purchased to people. Just like, this is so good. Keep it.
I know. I give it to all of our new teachers when they start with us to read.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. So we follow a lot of those principles.
Yeah.
Those renegade rules.
Yeah. And it's all about the reframe. It's not like, here, let your child be a devil child.
Right.
It's here's how you support them through this hard aspect of development.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the secret to sharing? How do I get my kid to share?
Don't make him share.
That's the secret.
Well,
Don't
Tiffany.
Don't make them share.
Don't make them share.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
We'll see you next time on Q&A.
With T and K.
Bye.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
There's a book called The Secret.
I have never read it.
There's The Secret Life of Bees. There's The Secret to Sharing, which is going to be our gripping crime novel. That's what our title is.
Oh, dear.
I'm getting, what is it? Rummy.
What, can't we have it be The Secret to Eating All the Candy and Donuts in the World and Not Having It Show Up on Your Butt?
Ooh, that's a much better crime novel title.